Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview.
Lolly Lee, a native of Birmingham, Alabama, enjoyed some musical success in the 80s with one of her favorite bands called The Mortals. As it does with a lot of people in the music business, life gets in the way, and Lolly took some time away from the music to raise her family. But music was never far from her mind. At the urging of her late husband, Lolly recently picked up the guitar again and started writing and singing music, which led to her self-titled debut album. Lolly joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to share with us the stories of her musical career and how this new album has set her on a new path. Lolly, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today and talk about your career in music and some new stuff you got going on. You are Alabama, is that right?
Correct, yes.
What part?
South Georgia and parts of Florida and then to Alabama.
Okay. So you've had a little a life tour around the southern part of the United States.
That's all I know is living in the South.
Yeah, sure. But you're presently in do I have it right? Birmingham, Alabama?
In the Birmingham area.
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay. Yeah. So what got you in music when you were younger? Did you get involved as a kid?
I did. I just always loved music, and my mom had albums like Andy Williams and Harry Como, and I just listened to that because I was the youngest, and so I was at home when my brother and sister were at school. And then later, my sister would save up her money and buy albums, and mm-hmm. she'd get the Beatles, and so whatever was in the house is what I listened to. And I had to credit, I think I was in fifth or sixth grade in Tallahassee at Griffin Middle School. Mm-hmm. And our chorus teacher, Sherry Giles, pulled me aside one day and she's like, you're really good. You got a different voice. Hmm. And I was like, huh? So I could play piano, but I taught myself how to play guitar out of
okay.
a Mel Bay big chord.
Sure, chord. Yeah, of course, yeah.
So,
yeah. So you music teacher tells you, you know, don't overlook what your talent is. And where did you go after that? What was the next step for you in that progression of maybe she's right. Maybe I should do something with this.
I didn't intend on doing anything with it. It just kind of fell in my lap. But I would listen to songs. And back when you only had records and I'd start over and I would just try to figure out the chords. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I could play a Joni Mitchell song.
Pick the needle up and back it up just a little bit. Back up the needle just a little bit further.
Yeah. and then like Joan Armatrading, that kind of thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've learned. I could. And then write down the lyrics, uh-huh. old school.
Yeah. That's great. I love it that way though. You know, it's, I don't know. There's something about, learning that way that's a little bit harder. It sticks with you longer.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So was there a period in your life where you, you were in the public eye doing this, in those younger years?
Yes, when we moved to Alabama, the school I went to, they had like you could try out for a talent show, mm-hmm. and I won it. And so some of the other local high schools at this point each had their own person that had won, and they called it a talent exchange.
Mm, okay.
And so we'd go to different schools, and that's how I met Anthony Crawford. Because I played at his school.
Oh, neat.
And he
That's
and
cool.
Pete Nice came up and introduced himself. So we ended up being friends. But there was a dude at one of the other schools who heard me and got in touch and came over and talked to me and my parents, because I was only 15, I think. And he explained that he wanted to practice with me and we could have a summer job at some little place downtown, you know, for a couple hundred dollars a week. And he was such a sweetheart. He was trustworthy. And so that was when I started playing out.
Yeah, that's cool. And at some point then in your younger life, found yourself involved in some rock bands in the 80s. Is that right? You kind of had a season there where you were doing pretty good with it?
Yes. My favorite, we were called the Mortals. And we were really popular because I think we were about the only band that was just doing original music instead of just cover, you know, another cover band.
Right.
So, and that was, that was a really good band.
Yeah. Yeah. And that lasted for you for how long? How long did you do that?
Oh, gosh, several years.
Yeah.
And then bam, I'm pregnant.
Oh, you know. No. Life choice right there, huh?
Yes. And which I had, so I had two kids and then later remarried, and my husband, who just passed away a year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He had two kids, and so I got four kids.
Okay.
That's how I look at it. But, they're all grown-ass kids doing their thing.
Yeah. So you were... played music in high school and then kind of got involved in this the Mortals band and played. So how long was that career before you kind of had to stop?
Probably I can tell you four years.
Okay. Yeah. And then kind of had to do the mom thing, huh?
Well, yeah, and that was a decision that I made, and I still played some, but when my daughter turned one, I was pregnant again. So it was, you know, it was just back to back. And so I wanted to be with them.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Did you do anything along the way to keep yourself kind of immersed in the music, plugged into the music while you were raising children? Or did it really go on the back shelf?
It kind of went on the back shelf, but I didn't, because I love to go listen to local music and local players, because the wealth of talent in Birmingham is just superb.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that we don't have as many great pickers as somebody like in Nashville, but who we have, I would, you know, if they did like a slam down or whatever of playing.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Edmonds would win, and he's somebody you've never heard of that lives here in Birmingham.
Sure, yeah, I don't recognize his name. Yeah,
yes.
Hmm. Were you while you're now a member of the audience? Were you pulled in, tempted, lamentful? What kind of emotions were you experiencing, or did it even cross your mind that was something you used to do?
That's interesting. Lamentful. That's I had some of that, and then so I would go out and play, and usually just do solo or sometimes throw a band together and do a couple gigs, but it wasn't like this is my band and we're going to do this. But in the meantime, I started writing, and not very good writer, but that developed over time.
I see. Uh-huh. That was kind of how you preoccupied yourself while you weren't on stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my poor kids, I'd get my guitar out, and as soon as I did, they would just run away from me screaming, no, no.
So at any point during that span of your life, was there ever a thought that you'd maybe go back to it?
When my husband... He had cancer, and that's all I did was take care of him for about a year and a half. And before he passed, he told me sincerely, he said, you know, you're always full of joy, and I could see that diminishing because I know all you do is take care of me. Mm-hmm. And he said, when I'm gone, please get back out, play music, and find your joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that was a real gift.
Sure.
So
yeah.
So last year, I think it was about June, I called Anthony, who had called me 2 years before, right when my husband was diagnosed. And he was like, Lolly, why don't you come to Loxley and let's record? And I didn't call him back because I was overwhelmed with personal circumstances.
Right, of course, of course.
And so when I called him back last year, I'm like, hey, Anthony, I'm just returning your call from 2 years ago. So I went down there. Next thing I knew, Anthony's like, we're doing an album.
Wow.
Because you got, you know, so many songs. So that's what we did.
Wow. And so you, when you went down to the studio, you took the list of songs that you had been working on for a while, and that's what you played for him?
Yeah, because I have GarageBand, and I have recorded tons of songs on GarageBand.
Oh, all right, yeah, cool.
And just sent them, you know, sent him a lot of them, not all of them. And out of that, he, you know, we just all decided which ones were the favorites for now. And so we concentrated on those.
So the end result of that is, if I've got this right, this is your debut album that's out, right? Self-titled debut album?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. How does that feel to have the life you've had and been involved in music and find yourself now with a debut album?
It's a little surreal, but I'm okay with it. And I'm ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even at my age, I'm like, this is actually the right time for me to do it.
Mm.
So I'm going to just take the ride and enjoy performing.
Yeah. And what does that mean for you? This is the right time to do it. I mean, you have been on stage and you have been with rock and roll bands and you've experienced kind of that big sound. And I don't think that's what I hear that you're doing with this. This is more personal and a little bit more compact, right? What does that look like for you then to get this out and get out and play with this music?
Well, one thing is I have the freedom and the time, and I don't have the obligations
mm-hmm.
here at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean. This is the time for me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do it solo or with a band? Do you have some accompaniments that go with you?
I can do it solo, but I'm I've been working with Anthony and Savannah, and the three of us, we can do it. And I love getting to work with them because I'm actually getting to sing with people and do harmonies,
yeah,
which I've never really had that opportunity to just, you know, practice harmonies.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you just did a music video. We helped you get the release out actually today. Right. And how was that? Had you done anything like that before?
No, I haven't. And I haven't even seen, that's what my brother called me to tell me that I had a video up on YouTube. I'm like, okay.
So you haven't even seen, oh, wow. that's really surreal.
And it just happened that in October I was in New York because my husband and I both had October birthdays. And so every October we'd go to New York because his son lives there and his daughter's in Boston, and they would come down and we'd have dinner. And I intentionally went up there so that we could all go to dinner on his birthday. And while I was there, Savannah had talked about I needed to do a video. And I call him Sonny Boy. He teaches film. He's a director. And so he put it together, bam, bam, like you wouldn't believe, and got a friend of his who's a cinematographer. And we filmed it all within about 3 hours.
Wow, that's cool.
So,
yeah. And you had mentioned Savannah and those guys, that they are, they are what makes up Sugarcane Jane, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we have featured them on our podcast before. In fact, I think we have another show coming up with them in the next couple of weeks. And so that's it's cool to get to work with other artists like that, I'm sure.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, the musicality is just so beyond, and the creativity, and just, you know, hanging out and starting. I'll start playing something that I'm working on, and then that's not on the record. And Anthony, he just joins in, and then he hits record.
Yeah.
So yeah. We'll have something to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
It's just constant creativity and really good musicianship.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what's the next coming weeks and months and this year look like for you with this music? Do you have some idea of what, like, will you tour with it? Are you going to be mostly there in Alabama? What does it look like for you to share this music?
I will be touring the end of this month. I'm playing, I think, in Lillian, Alabama, and then along the 30A Gulf Coast, and then there's a festival in Tallahassee, Florida, and then the Bluebird Cafe.
Oh, cool.
And then a show in Birmingham, and then there's several, and then we go out to California.
Oh, cool. Okay.
A job. And we'll, along the way, we'll play in Santa Fe, and I think maybe Austin, just to help pay for things as you're, you know, heading out there.
Sure, of course. Yeah. Yeah, the pass-through dates. Yeah, that's cool. Wow, well, that's cool. I it's so fun that you get to do this, and I'm glad that you're finding this the niche and how you want to do this for the remainder of your music career, or the beginning actually of and where it goes for you from here. So we certainly wish you well with it. If people want to follow along and listen to the new album and get in touch, what's the best way for them to do that?
Savannah set up a website. It's lollyleemusic.com.
And that's LOLLYLEE.
Why?
Yep.
Yes. Music, all one word, .com.
Okay.
And there's a menu that you can see, and there's actually got merch,
yeah,
which I've never had before. And you can, I've got the CDs now, that vinyl, I think that's about a month away.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I've got a lot of pre-orders for the vinyl, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Anytime people, I get an email, I'm like, you've got a purchase on your website. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's fun. That's good. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's so cool that you get to do this and do it again and do it in a way that brings you joy and helps you fulfill a wish that your late husband had. And so that's proud of you for being able to do that, and we wish you the best with it as you go forward.
I appreciate it. And I hope that, I don't know if you've heard the record or not.
Just a couple songs. I have not heard the whole record, no.
Well, you got to sit down and do your homework, hon.
Well, I did do my homework. I just didn't listen to the whole thing. But I will. I look forward to it. Now, see, now I know the rest of the story. So it makes it even more valuable to listen to the whole thing.
And it's interesting because Americana that I listened to, I don't fit exactly in that category.
It's a big umbrella.
It's almost like alternative or y'alternative,
yeah.
Americana.
Yeah, right.
it's very swampy, and because I was born, you know, 2 miles from the Okefenokee Swamp, and just having those roots and my family roots, you know, you can't shake that off, and I don't want to. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love every
mm-hmm.
one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Well, thank you for taking the time today to talk to us. It's been neat getting to know you and hear your story, and we just wish you the best with it.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate you calling and setting up this interview. This has been, this is new for me, and thanks to the listeners for being patient with my answers.
Oh, yeah. No, you did great.
And
thank you.
And to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.